Here at CAPCA 2015 with Mr. Tomlinson from the California Strawberry Commission. Let me get your name and your title.
Yeah, Rick Tomlinson, President of the California Strawberry Commission.
Okay, you addressed today in the general session. You talked about some important things. One of the cool things that you guys recently did was open the center at San Luis Obispo. Talk about that and what its intent is.
Yeah, very exciting. We've had really long-term relationships with the University of California, and we expect those to continue. Great research that happens with the University of California. What was missing is the applied research local. And so Cal Poly really brings that to the table. They're really that local school, the fourth largest ag school in the country. And we're able to leverage that amazing resource that's right in our backyard and bring that knowledge and that applied research. And so we think that by bringing a new partner to the table, we're going to maintain the basic research with University of California, add in the applied research with Cal Poly, and we think we're going to have a real winner.
Yeah, having that in the area of Santa Maria, which is just really booming with strawberries, and a couple of the other coastal areas, is really important.
Oh, very important. That San Luis Obispo, Santa Maria area is now the center of production, right? You go to the north in the Watsonville, Salinas area, and we've got the strawberries. You go to the south in the Oxnard area, and we've got the strawberries. So having that centrally located was a really key factor.
As you mentioned up there, you can't go to any of these things and not talk about water.
Right.
Your guys' crop is very efficient, but that doesn't keep you guys from looking at being more efficient.
Yeah, no, we're constantly searching for best practices. We know that in California, we've got to constantly be doing better. And so our research program is trying to look at what are the problems, not just today, but into the future. And so one of those several years ago was water. And so we've been doing water efficiency training for the last 2 years, and we think we've been able to shave another 10-20% of water use. And so we're doing everything that we can, everything that the science tells us, everything that Mother Nature will allow.
You also talked about one of the biggest pressures that you guys still face. There was some economic value you put to that as well. Talk about the Liguus bug and how and what you guys are looking into to help out growers.
Yeah, that Liguus bug is just causing havoc out there. We're losing anywhere from $150 to $240 million because that Liguus bug gets in there and deforms the strawberry. And so in addition to working with the PCAs, we've also been doing some in-house research, and one of the promising areas has been the bug vacuums. And so we've been looking at how to improve the design efficiency of the bug vacuum, and we're having big improvements. Still not enough, we still need more, but definitely making some big improvements with the bug vacuums.
One thing I wanted to ask you about that you didn't touch on up there is the micro-sprinklers. Micro-sprinklers are becoming very popular in strawberries, and it looks like with some of the trials that they're doing over in Santa Maria that it's really helping the mite control. Mm-hmm. How do you think that's something that's going to become really relevant to any strawberry grower?
Yeah, that's a good example of water efficiency, right, where we're using drip systems for most of the year. For a few weeks at the beginning of the year when you plant strawberries, you need some sort of irrigation over the top. And so we've used just the traditional sprinklers over the top, and we're finding that with the micro sprinklers, that's one area where even though it's only for a few weeks, we can still save water. It also have the beneficial effect of reducing some of the mite population. And so another example of where the research is helping us to find new practices.